forgiving, because you were forsaken, I am accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that my King would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. He's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I honor you. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this zone. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we see brother and sister around you. It's because we're a family, and these folks are so near. When one has a heartache, we all share the tear and rejoice in each victory, and his family so dear. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join hands with Jesus as we travel this zone. For I'm part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the King, the longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong. I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad and I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by the blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this road. For I'm part of the family, the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the King, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong. I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad and I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this song. For I'm part of the family, the family of God. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on through the world I must win. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. Through the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, all at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads with every tide. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When the valley's low, I look towards the mountain height, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight. With a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, guide me I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Care all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He doth safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love Him so. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, hope that lasts, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, all to rejoice. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in.
I am
thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. I will erase the heavenly anthem and obscenity in the sky when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing over the city will be rolled when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption's story with their voices clear and strong when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels will listen, for they cannot join
that song
when the redeemed
are gathering in.
When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. I was thinking last night when I went to bed by, why there's so very few people responding to what we have to say here. I couldn't for the life of me understand why people don't go and tell. You know, when I found out about this here truth, I was out in Vancouver and I couldn't wait to get back to Manitoba to tell everybody I knew about it. And I did. First I told my wife about it. Well, she just got, I guess she heard I got an offer at this Brother Branham stuff, and then her sister, that's supposed to be a Christian, a so-called Christian, she left the colony years ago, and then she's going to that Pentecostal church in Brandon, and I guess she found out about it, so she got a book, anti-Brother Branham. You know, there's a lot of anti-Trumpers, there's a lot of anti-truthers, there's a lot of anti-Brother Branhams, and this guy wrote a book, Brother Branham. So I come home and here she got that book on my desk. I came home for a visit. And she had this book on my desk. So I read it and I said, that's garbage. That's not true. And I threw it in the garbage can. And then the Lord told me, you better take it out, put it back on your desk, because everybody has a choice. That book, people have a choice to believe a lie, or they can believe the truth, and you have the truth, so you just That people make their own decision. Mm-hmm. Well, she made a decision. She doesn't believe it. And all her life, she's trying to prove to this day that the things that I'm in is not true. And now she's developed cancer and all kinds of problems. She developed part of that plague where it says back where God told the children of Israel, if you walk in my ways, I will put none of these diseases on you. The cholera are full of cancer and all kinds of diseases. That's why the lady with that lung problem and bone cancer and all kinds of health issues they got. But God told the Israelites, if you walk in my ways, and if you believe the message for your day, I will not allow none of these diseases to come on you. And like I say, after the light, we can't understand. All people have to do is believe the truth for your day. That's it. And then they're part of that nucleus of people that's going to go in that rapture. It's just that simple. The Lord has made it easy for here in these closing days of time, days over in Revelation, whosoever will let him come. You don't have to get baptized anymore. It's a past era. That baptism and Jesus' name was there to call out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. You can no more be bride. You can only become a guest to that wedding supper. And that era is over. That era is past. It cannot ever try to turn it, ever come back. And people that missed it, well, they see that Hutterite baptism is Satan's baptism. We've been over it and over it again. It has no value. It has no Satan infiltrated Christendom back in 300 A.D. And he instituted, Constantine instituted that baptism. From now on, you're going to have to get baptized in the title of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And the Hutterite, they adopted that baptism instead of the baptism in Jesus' name. It has no value. It's a useless item. In fact, when you get baptized into that diabolical satanic baptism, you're making yourself a pact with the devil. And the devil has a way, and these preachers have a way, you're coercing you to get baptized and make a pact with the devil with that diabolical satanic baptism because of these young people, they want to get married. They can't get married unless they get baptized in that compound. And it's all deception. And we've been trying to beat the drums here forever and a day because we got the truth. And all the people have to do now, that baptism is over. See, if you got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in that compound, that's the unpardonable sin. They'll tolerate everything, but they're not going to tolerate baptism in Jesus' name because this Satan is the head of it. And we've been trying to beat the drums here. We're trying to say it the way it is. And like I say, after the life, we can't understand why people don't go and tell once they know about this here truth. Once I found about this truth, believe you me, I couldn't wait to get back to Manitoba to tell everybody. Like I say, I told my wife, and then I went and told the people that I used to go to church with, that those flats, that he was a pastor at that Baptist church up in Nippur. And I met him on the street in Nippur, and I told him about it. John, I found something. It might be interesting. It's a spiritual gold mine. And I told him about Brother Branham, and he got mad. He would have felt like he wanted to hit me right there in the middle of the street. He got so furious and so mad. See what I did? I hit that devil. That devil that was he's a Baptist preacher, but still the devil in him, because he's part of that nucleus of people where things. Just a religious system, mm-hmm. spiritual wickedness and high places, mm-hmm. and all these things. But see, I hit the devil. I told him the truth for the hour. Hey, his brother Brenham stuff is true. Oh, did he get mad? Because I think one of their brothers is involved with it down in Flagstaff, Arizona. I found out later on that he's in that Brenham thing. Oh, he said that's the worst thing you can get into. Well, if it doesn't work for you, it sure works for me. But he got furious, mm-hmm. and I couldn't understand why he got so mad, because later on I found out I'm hitting the devil. That's the devil that got mad. Then I had lunch with that John Froese, that the Mennonite preacher, and I told him about it. Oh, did he get mad? You should have seen the look in his eye. The looks could kill. I'd have been a dead man right there at that dinner table. He got so furious and so mad. And there again, after a while, I found out I'm hitting the devil. The devil doesn't like that. And these are preachers in the pulpit. And then I went back and told the guys I I worked for ex-Hutterites down at Darius there, at Wurst Brothers. And this guy came after me with a piece of iron, 2-foot piece of iron. See, the devil, it was the devil of these people. They're church-going people. And I was shocked. And then the Lord told me, saying, don't go talking to people that are still going to church.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to believe you because there's that angel out there going all around heaven over in the book of Revelation. And it says, come out of her, my people, because these churches have now evolved into agents of Satan. They evolve and they become a hole in the cage of every foul and hateful bird. And here I was trying to, here I was trying to talk to people that are caged in and that refuse that angel's voice that's going throughout the heavens. You could read it over. I think it's Revelation 16 or somewhere there. I could get it exactly right where that angel is saying, come out of her. John saw it. John saw transported an hour, and he saw a mighty angel going through the heavens, shouting with a loud voice, come out of her, my people. Or if you don't, you're going to partake of her sins and you're going to receive her plague. That's why these other, they have a lot of cancer, a lot of health issues. And that's why, because they're not coming out of her. And now they're receiving these plagues, these cancers and all that stuff. Simply because they refuse to listen, they refuse to come out of her, my people.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we did that. When we heard about all these things, we got out of there.
That's
somehow.
Right. That's
Lord took us out.
That's Revelation 18, verse 4. It says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that they be not partakers of her sins, and that they receive not of her plagues.
See, we know exactly the hour we're living in, but just want to say that I, for the life of me, can't understand why people don't go tell their family and just go sit around the campfire and tell them about this here truth. It's the only thing that's left in this world of deception. But anyway, it's just kind of wanted to say that because, but like I say, last night the Lord was dealing with me. Why people just sit there like a lump in a log and don't tell nobody. And here, like it's like an investment. And then here, if you do that, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. I'll give a different translation. Sometimes it comes out different. But the wise shall shine like the brightness of the heavenly expanse. That's like the stars out there, heavenly expanse. And those bringing many to righteousness will be like the stars forever and ever. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. Just pray, give us the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge how to execute this very important message that we're on here, Lord. I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, ignite the everything that we're saying here, inspire it, Lord, that it become a living word in their hearts, because this is that living word that you're talking about, that living water, Lord, that you're talking about. I pray you'll take these songs and anoint them in the hearts of the people, Lord, because we know we're in the closing days of time, and we know what we're saying here is true because we didn't figure it out in a seminar, or we weren't taught this in Sunday school, but we got it direct from the prophet of the age that you sent out here in these closing days of time, from the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jack. We're just transmitting to the people the things that we heard and we saw. Lord, we just pray you'll take what we're saying, Lord, ignite it in the hearts of the people. We pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Like I say, I for the life of me cannot understand why the whole, every Hutterite that is, we've been sending out these messages to the Hutterites forever and a day. And our ministry, our mission is for these Hutterites because the Lord took us out there and he just taught us what this is all about. Like I say, I for the life of me cannot understand why we don't have thousands upon thousands of people tapping in, because it's the only thing that's left in these closing days of time. And here people, they just seem to get it. This thing here is, like I say, they will shine like the brightness of the star forever and ever. And if you go tell somebody and lead them to righteousness, because that's the only righteousness there is here in these closing days of time, is this here truth. This is that living water that Revelation talks about. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever hear it, let him see. Come. If you hear it, then you get what we're trying to say. It's your God-given duty to go out and tell somebody. But if you don't, it's like an investment. You're investing something into something so that back in when you breed your lads, you come over on the other side and you'll shine like the stars forever and ever because you have led people to the truth, to the righteousness of your day. The righteousness of your day hasn't always been the truth for your day. This is the bottom line. And people, they're afraid what that, these learners and these people that spiritual wickedness and high people and high places will do to you. They can't do nothing. It's no big deal if they kill you and they excommunicate you and terminate you. That's all they can do is to fearmonger you. I've been through their torture chambers. I know how they operate. The minute you mention anything about the message for your day, about Brother Branham, about baptism in Jesus' name back in the day, then they go make sure you did the unpardonable sin. They'll accept anything, but they're not going to accept the truth for your day. So don't think these people that call themselves elders and popes and bishops and all that kind of stuff, don't think they're going to give you any. They're going to stand with you. They're not. You're going to have to go and tell them they can go fly a kite. Just exactly what I did. I called their bluff and I got through their torture chamber and I made it through somehow. But I had to distance myself from them. And you think I'm mad at them. I'm mad at that devil that controls them. That spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where the devil has his home. Right? And these politicians and these people of they're in a position of leadership. They're the ones that are keeping this fruit from going into these colonies. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Because one of the first things I did when I came back, I had a meeting. They got me in their kangaroo courts because they wouldn't let me join unless I go to their Auschwitz rigmarole. So I had a meeting with them and I told them about God sending a prophet. I still got it on my website, exactly the letter that I told them. And they wanted me to deny it. So I said, well, why don't we just take a look at it and see if it's not true? We don't have to listen to you. You take your thing in garbage and you get out of here. Well, they're going to have to suffer the consequences. I just said, Lord, you heard what I said. You know what I did. It says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. And that's why we just keep on going. We don't stop. If they don't want it, we'll go look for somebody that does want it. And that's why the Lord got us to set up this website. That's why we're sending out these things on a day-to-day basis so that whosoever will let them come. Because that's the only thing that's left. This thing out there they call church, we've been over it and over again. Because we know Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. Now, if you want to invest into something that's eternal, all you got to do, the Lord has made it easy for people. All you got to do is go and tell somebody. At least tell your family. At least tell your children about it. And sit and listen to what we're trying to say here. Because believe you me, we've been through all these hell holes out there. They call themselves religion. We've been through them. I walked through everyone. I walked through the Pentecostals, and like I told you about this Baptist preacher. He freaked out when I told him about God sending a prophet. And this other guy wanted to kill me with a 2-foot iron. And the other guy, he just freaked right out when I had lunch with him. Like I say, if looks could kill, I'd have dropped right there, right at that dinner table. See, it's the devil, it's the Satan himself. He's working through these people of religion, through these preachers, because like I say, he has infiltrated every aspect of society. You let people know that you believe this truth, I tell you, you're gonna be in a hit list. But like I say, we're mostly talking to these colonies now. Now, they don't even have to know you believe it. You don't have to get baptized in Jesus' name anymore like I did. Because that baptism is obsolete. It's, you can go baptized, but it has no value because the season for that is over. Now, all that's expected of mankind, the human race, is just believe the message for your day. Partake of that living water that the Bible talks about. Yeah, God knows exactly what the situation would be like here in these closing days of time. All you gotta do is believe it, because that's all that's left. All this confusion out there, all that stuff out there, all these false teaching and false prophets. All you got to do now, whosoever will. I used to read that thing and I thought to myself, how can it be so easy? Whosoever will, there's no condition. All, the only condition there is to believe it. And then if you want to shine like the stars forever and ever, you go and tell. Because it says, whosoever will, whosoever hear it, let him go and let him see, come and drink out of the waters of life freely. And that's that thing that you will cause you to shine forever and ever, because you have led somebody to the righteousness of your day. You'll shine like the stars forever and ever, because it says right here in Daniel, and they that shall be wise shall be the shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. The only righteousness here in this closing days of time is the truth for your day. That living water that Revelation talks about. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Whosoever here, let him say, come and knock. I say, last night I couldn't sleep, and I, this thing went over and over in my mind. How come people don't get ignited? Why don't they make an investment and go and tell somebody so that they'll have an investment over on the other side? This world here has nothing. It's on its way out. It's only got 3 years, more years left, and Satan's kingdom and Satan's reign, it's all over. And then the Lord comes, and the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we're talking about here in these closing days of time, if you want to invest something, invest it simply by telling somebody about this here truth. Like I say, that's the only thing that's left. We were dragged from pillar to post in the last 20, 40 years, and we know what we're talking about. We know what's out there. If there was anything out there, we'd tell you about it, but there's nothing out there. It's all nothing but tables above it. No matter how it's polished up, no matter how they can preach, no matter how they're anointed to preach. There's false anointed one here in this end time, and they can really preach. They can bring tears to your eyes. And you would believe they're the people of God. Just like back in the days of Herod when he had that speech. And everybody, that's not a man speak. That's God speaking. You see what he was? He had an anointing on him, and God slew him right then and there because he didn't give God the glory. That's out there too. These preachers, they're anointed, but they're anointed of Satan. Their stuff looks a lot more attractive than we have.
Yeah, because behind it is you're not dealing with flesh and blood. Like, these people are flesh and blood. But behind it is you're wrestling with something else. Because it says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And we don't wrestle with these people. But there's something behind those people, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Mm-hmm. That's what behind these religious people are, are principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Mm-hmm. In the spirit world, there's a lot of activity going on. And just like Daniel, when he had these visions and these dreams about the end time, he inquired to know, he wanted to know some things. And the angel, they heard him the same day that made a request.
Mm-hmm.
But it took 21 days for that angel to come through because he had to fight against the prince of Persia. See, those in the spirit world, there is a lot of opposing forces going mm-hmm. on. And then he had to fight through those opposing forces, and it had took 21 days in order for him to reach Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's what you're dealing with when you're dealing with these religious leaders. And the same way all around in the political field, behind the political leaders, there is a principalities at work mm-hmm. to hinder God's plan. And I know, even though you feel those rulers and darkness, that should not stop an individual from letting people know the truth for the day and hour, because that's the whole purpose of them trying to shut people up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just have to advance on. You can't let anything intimidate you, because that's the purpose of it all, is intimidation, and for people to not to say anything. Just like down in Ottawa, they wanted to change the Bible because they're claiming it's hateful. But that's going against the very principle of life, that people have a freedom of choice. You can't go against the free will of what God put into the human family, is a freedom of choice. People have the freedom of choice. If they want to do something for eternity, then they will tell. But if they don't, then I guess they're not going to shine like the stars.
Yeah, it's a freedom of choice, and the Lord just happened to find you and I here before, in these closing days of time, to do the very thing we're doing, because He trained us, He took us through that school of Brother Branham and Brother Jack, so that we have something to deliver here in these closing days of time. And here, you and I, we're the only two people that has the picture right. We could go back when God had Himself a council. There was no angel, there was no star, there was no cow, there was nothing there except God, that great eternal spirit, and all this vast space out there. Then He sat down and He counseled with Himself, because there was nobody else there to counsel with. He was just all by Himself. And then He sat down and He made Himself this great blueprint. And now He put it out there, and he began to do it. And the first thing He did, He created an angel. And then when all these angels were created, you can go over to Job 38, and He said, then all these angels were done creating them, and then He created the planet and the universe and all that, and He called Job 38 back to that. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the world, and the sons of God shouted for joy? All the sons of God shouted for joy. And because they saw this vast God, that great eternal, creating the universe. They saw these lights. They saw that big bang. They saw all that thing with their own eyes. And then, like He said, where were you when I laid the foundation of the world, when He was talking to Job? And where were you when all the sons of God shouted for joy because they saw this great universe being created?
That's
and,
right.
It's all right there. Everything we're saying, we backed up. We can take it from back from that council, walk you right through over on into the millennium. It's exactly 100% true. And now here we've come to the closing days of time, where that blueprint, we're just cut into that stream, where that blueprint has put out that angel to the church here to Laodicea, and He found a vocal cords of Brother Branham, and then when he died, He found a vocal cords of Brother Jackson, and now then when he goes off the scene, he was looking for somebody that he could trust with that word, and he found you and I. That's what we're doing 24/7 here. We're putting out the truth for your day, and this is that righteousness for your day. This is that living water. I don't care if you believe it or not, it's still the truth. And all you gotta do now, you gotta believe it just like I did. You go and tell somebody. Even if they hit you over the head with a 2-foot iron. Doesn't matter. You just know it's right, and you wanna shine like the star forever and ever. I couldn't sleep for about an hour doing this thing, went over and over. Why in the name of common sense don't people go out and tell? Because if they would, go tell them, and then they tell them, and then they tell them. It's like a network. And then pretty soon the whole countryside is lit up with this truth here, just like it was back in the days of Paul. He went from town to town, from country to country, and before you know it, he had that whole Middle East ignited with the gospel. You can go back and you can read how he had these churches stationed out, because he heard the truth, and he was not ashamed, and he was not bashed. He just went out and told people where it's at, and then these people went told them where it's at, like that Ethiopia I'm talking about the other day. He went back to Ethiopia, that whole countryside was lit up with this truth that we had, that they had back in that day about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we're just the two of us. This is the only place where you will find truth. All these people, all these Brenhamites, and all these were sitting under Brother Jack. They don't have the picture. They don't, in fact, they made a mess of it. They're better off to be quiet. Because their stuff, it stinks to high heaven.
Well, behind the ministry of Brother Brenham was still, when you will, the forces of evil were at work, every step of the way of Brother Brenham, like, that organized religion was always trying to control him, mm-hmm. and then stifle the Holy Spirit. And then when he came to Canada there, they wanted to baptize in his name. And he went back a broken man, and he cried that all his life work is all that he has produced. And there's no one that had put in more effort than Brother Brenham. Like, all hours of the night, people would come, and he was literally exhausted, but that didn't stop him. He just kept on going. But you can see how there's always the forces of evil trying to shut down what God is doing. And the same way when God continued with Brother Jackson, Brother Brenham came to him in a dream, and he said, "Ask Brother Jackson, I want you to go speak for him, for me." Because he was the continuation yeah. of what Brother Brenham was doing.
When he started.
That's right. And he said, "They will not believe me." Brother Brenham did not even address that, because it's not our responsibility to get people to believe, but our responsibility is to tell people the truth mm-hmm. and tell people the truth of what God has done in this end time of Laodicea, because that's where it's at. If you tell them anything other than like hutatom, that is nothing in the economy of God. That is nothing. What God has done in this hour, that's why 600-year-old sermon are not going to tell you what God did in this hour of Laodicea, because that's where the present is. The present is not 600 years ago. The present was the church age of Laodicea. And it's hard to come true to people, because the forces of evil are always out there to divert people in a wrong way, just like they did when Brother Brenham was here, where they wanted to start baptizing in his name. And then when Brother Brenham passed away and Brother Jackson took over, then the Brenhamites, they were the enemy. Yeah. They were always harassing Brother Jackson. Like, he was so hated, Brother Jackson. One person asked him, "I don't know how you take all that negative, what people say about you. We don't even mention half of the things that he went through, Brother Jackson." Mm. But, you know, once God spoke to him and said to him, "How long will you doubt my word?" You know, he was that vessel that God was using after Brother Brenham. And once that got into his DNA, there was no stopping Brother Jackson yeah. anymore. People could say whatever they wanted about him, but he knew his role. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way with us. We know what God showed us and where he's brought us out of those religious systems. And that's why we are telling people this. And to a lot of people, it sounds hate. Just like they're trying to change the Bible because they say some scripture in the Bible is hate. See, that's where the devil will take you. He will take you so low that you won't even know truth if it hits you.
Yeah.
And that's what's wrong with the society now. They cannot seem to perceive truth because of the darkness that's out in the atmosphere. And that's why we are just continuing to speak what God has done, because that is what's real. What's out there is not real anymore. These yeah. churches out there are not real.
They've done exactly what the Bible says. When Jesus comes, he'll say to them, and they'll say, "Lord, did not we in your name prophesy? Did we not in your name? Did you teach us on the corner?" Jesus will say to them, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you," mm-hmm. because they're fulfilling Satan's program, Satan's agenda. And God has, they're not involved with the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not involved with the message of their day. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying about Brother Brandon, he came here to Winnipeg, right here in Winnipeg. He came here, he had some meetings here. And he found out there secretly behind the scene, they had these medallions, and they started baptizing him. "I baptize you in the name of Brother Brenham." See, they were trying to lift up Brother uh-huh. Brenham to a place where he was not meant to be lifted up to. And he found out about it, and he didn't have a meeting. He went back home a broken man. Mm-hmm. You can see, we heard him on tape. He was a broken man, and he was just going to be ready to pack it in. And these people, they came and apologized for doing that. Because what they were trying to do, they were trying to make him into an antichrist.
That's right. He said,
I would rather go out as
a quitter than an antichrist.
I would rather go out as a quitter than as an antichrist. And he had to combat all these forces. And mm-hmm. here's Satan, he's trying to downplay this Brother Branham thing.
That's
the minute
right.
you mention Brother Branham, they just turn negative. They just turn the other way. And the minute you mention Brother Jackson, they're doing the same thing. But see, you and I, we are established in this truth. We are not afraid to say it, mm-hmm. and we are not afraid to say it with such a velocity that no devil in hell can come in.
That's
here.
Right.
They've been trying to work overtime ever since you and I got together, because God told me, without you, Sam, you're not going to make it on your own. You're going to need Lorraine to finish this program off. And if her day one, every inside and outside, the family and the friends and the enemies, all one of them, they tried to come here, tried to divide us. But we see, I know what I heard when the Lord told me, without you, there's no program. And we stood our ground to this day. They're still trying to come in and divide us, like that phone call we got the other day, phone call from hell. Satan uses these people that we know. But see, we're on to them. And then this other guy comes in here, and then this woman, she's in a sleazy way. It sucks out her right. He comes in, she doesn't come in. She contacts us via email. She wants, I guess you heard about us. Then she wanted us to baptize her. Well, if you want to get baptized, there's a guy down in Steinbach area that baptized in Jesus' name. You can go to him and baptize you. And then she wanted to give us her tithes. Well, we don't accept tithes, but if you want to send us your tithes, you send us to them, and we'll put them in a special account. So as time went on, yeah, she sent us her tithes for about 4 months, and then it was all a trick of the devil to try to derail us and things like that. We went through that, and then after about 4 months, she quit sending tithes because she didn't. She had no intentions of contending on. All she was sent in from Satan to try to destroy us, to try to divert us. And in the meantime, as she was sending these tithes and wanted to get baptized, she's already had 3 husbands, and she was working on the 4th one, but she never told her that she's working on the 4th one. She just pretended to be this holy roller girl. And see, that's the attacks we get from inside and out, from every angle, when we found out Satan is sending him in to try to disrupt us here. And you felt it right away. I didn't feel it the way you did it, because you knew her. You grew up with her, and we just found out, and then we distanced ourselves. We cut her off. We distanced ourselves from her, because we found out it's an agent of Satan. The devil uses people that are not completely sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, you and I, we're sold out. There's nothing they can ever do with us. As long as we're sober, we stay sober and vigilant, and we do exactly what the Lord told us to do. He told us to get up in the morning. He told us to sing in these songs, so that now the people, they can anoint these songs, because there's a lot of truth in these old songs that were written through the Christians back in the hour of Martin Luther, because all of a sudden these people come out of that slavery, that Roman Catholic diabolical system, and now they're finally being let free, and then they were free to make these songs that were real and genuine, and their experience, and we're just reading their experiences, what they had in these songs, and that's something that the Lord can anoint, and that's what he's doing. He moved on us to start singing these songs, so that he has something that he can anoint, something that's real, because in today's world of Christianity, everything is so watered down, it's not real anymore. And then here he gets us to do this program. That's not our program. It's all driven by the Spirit of the living God. And like I say, I for the life of me cannot understand why people don't go out and at least try something. It's no big deal if they reject you. Then do it again, just like me. And one day I got these 3 rejections, but that didn't stop me. I just kept on going, because I knew it was true, and I knew at the end of the day it's still going to be true, and it's going to be true throughout eternity. When you look back at the history books, it'll be written, they'll be writing about you and I because we stuck firm, we stuck fast, and everything will be written how these demonic forces were trying to come in and shut us down. And that's why we keep on going.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for the things that you've allowed us to walk through, Lord, because it only helped us, Lord, to... for the next fight ahead, Lord. You give us strength and wisdom, Lord, how to defeat the onslaughts of Satan, Lord, from time to time when he tries to come in and divert, Lord. So we know that we are not fighting with flesh and blood, but against rulers of this dark world, Lord, out there, Lord, that's trying to hinder your plan, Lord. So we just want to let people know, like, even though they're these forces are out there. There is no need to be intimidated by them, but to be able to let people know what God, what you have done in this hour of time, Lord, and share it with people and let them know, Lord, the truth of your word. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.